How many times have you heard this, either directed at you or directed at somebody next to you? How many times have you heard this refrain?
You can't handle a real woman.
How many times have you heard that refrain? And how many times have you actually sort of like semi-believed it? Okay, I'm here to tell you, if you actually believe that shit, you're a fucking idiot. Simple as that, okay? When a woman says you can't handle a real woman, she is gaslighting you. She is bullshitting you. Why? Because she wants to feel better about herself, about her own failure. Yeah, because when is a woman gonna pull this you can't handle a real woman bullshit, huh? When you basically reject her. You're basically saying, no, thank you. You know, I'm good. I'm not gonna deal with you, right? And for whatever reason, you know, she's ugly, she's stupid, she's annoying, she's this, that, the other, you are rejecting her. And so, of course, you know, what do people do when they are rejected? They attack, of course, because nobody likes it. Of course not, okay? So some woman says to you, you know, you can't handle a real woman. It means that she realizes that you don't want anything to do with her, and she's upset about it. She's pissed off about it because she thought that she could have you, that you were gonna be easy prey. But by you rejecting her, by you saying, no thank you, not today, Lord, not today, Satan. Well, by you saying that, you're basically proving to her that you are a higher value guy than she realized, or more to the point, you're a guy that she can't get, and that pisses her off. And the same is true in all kinds of other areas, by the way. See, the refrain, you know, you can't handle a real woman, it happens like in academia. Oh, you don't understand it because, you know, you're not smart enough, or you don't have the education, or words to the effect. Huh? It's usually when somebody senses that they are not winning the argument, that they're not making the sale. Huh? It happens all the time. And perhaps you've done it, you know? Perhaps you have gone out of your way to say something nasty to somebody who's sort of like slipping out of your grasp. Huh? Perhaps you were trying to make a sale in some business and you know they're not really interested in buying your product, and you just out of frustration you say to them, oh well, your business is going bankrupt anyway, it doesn't matter, or some shit like that. Huh? What is it? It's sour grapes, for crying out loud. That's what's going on. And it happens all the time. Sour grapes happens because it actually works. Yeah, I mean, come on. See, this kind of gaslighting, do you think it would actually happen if people didn't fall for it? Okay, I say to you, you know, you can't handle a real woman, right? And you listen to me, a guy, right? A fat middle-aged guy, you know, with zero sex appeal, right? And you say to me, oh, fuck off, right? But in the back of your head, you're thinking to yourself, you know, can I not handle a real woman? You think about it. Yeah, of course you do. We all do. Huh? Because, see, we're all very attuned to what other people say about us. We all pay attention to what other people say about us, even if it's completely absurd. Huh? Me, a guy, CRP, telling you, you who are watching this video, whom I have not met, huh? And I tell you, you can't handle a real woman. You're gonna a little bit believe it, even though it's obviously not true, because that's how we are. Because we are so attuned to what other people in our immediate environment tell us. And this video that I'm doing, I'm far away physically from you, but the video gives the illusion that I am near you. And the very fact that I tell you such an absurd thing, you can't handle a real woman, and you kind of believe it, proves my point. And this is why it's so dangerous, and you have to guard against this kind of gaslighting bullshit. Because like I said, it happens in all kinds of contexts. And it's so important that you get over this shit. It's so important that you discount what other people say to you, about you. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. A lot of times, like for instance, your friends, the people who are close to you, they might say something that's very true. A lot of times, the people who love you the most, in moments of anger with you, they'll tell you the truth. That happens all the time. And to tell you the truth, it's the hardest thing, when somebody whom you love and whom you know loves you, but you guys get into a fight, and you get into an argument, whatnot, and that person says something about you which is really true. Well, that's when you have to sort of like listen to them and pay attention to them. That is a real criticism. But when some random slit who means nothing to you, says, "You can't handle a real woman," you gotta laugh in her face for crying out loud. And this goes for everything else, every other kind of gaslighting, because gaslighting is going on all the time in our contemporary culture. And why is it going on all the time? Well, because what's happened is that since roughly the 1960s, in the West, we've fallen into this idiotic notion that truth is relative. No, truth is not relative. Appreciations of the truth are relative. Yes, of course, because we have a limited perspective depending on where we are when we observe a truth. But the truth in and of itself is objective. Just our perceptions of it are relative. But we have confused that notion and come to the conclusion, the erroneous conclusion, that all truth is relative and everybody's truth, quote unquote, is equally valid, which is absurd. It's completely absurd. But yet we've internalized this mistaken notion. And because of it, when somebody says, you know, "You can't handle a real woman," or says something like, "You don't understand it because you're not educated enough or smart enough," or this, that, the other. Mm-hmm. And of course, you are smart enough, you are educated enough, and you know that what they're saying is bullshit, and that's why they're throwing this gaslight bullshit at you. Well, we get very nervous because we can't appeal to some institution or some place that has the objective truth. Because over the last 50, 60 years, we've gone out of our way to destroy all such institutions or relativize them. Academia today is just a load of bullshit. It's ridiculous. Anybody in academia knows what I'm talking about. Anybody who's gone through universities in the United States or the UK or many of the other Western countries will recognize that universities just filled with bullshit that piles up so goddamn high, you know? Piled higher and deeper. You know the old saying? Yeah. So the point I'm trying to make is that, see, we in our contemporary culture don't have a place where we can hang our hat insofar as objective truth is concerned. And that opens up this weak spot of ours actually believing when some imbecile says, "You can't handle a real woman," or you're not smart enough to understand this, or blah, blah, blah. You see my point? You see how dangerous it is? And so here comes the tricky part. See, on the one hand, you have to realize when somebody's attacking you this way that they're just trying to gaslight you. You have to realize it. But on the other hand, you have to be sensitive as to whether everything that they're saying is bullshit or there might be a kernel of truth. And this is the hard part, because sort of like you don't want to fall into feeling completely insecure, and yet on the other hand, you don't want to completely dismiss what somebody says. Because, like I said before, a lot of times in the heat of anger, people will say things that are actually true. They'll say things that are very, very true about you and issues that you ought to correct. Mm-hmm. And don't give me any of this bullshit that, "Oh, it's a disorder." No, fuck that. I'll do another video about disorders. I've done videos about disorders. There's no such fucking thing as a disorder. There are defects that you should fix or ameliorate somehow. No disorders. Fuck that. But anyway, getting back to the point. The point is, see, a lot of times in anger, people will say things that are very true about you. So you have to, how can I put it? On the one hand, guard yourself against the gaslighting. But at the same time, be open enough to listen to what they say in anger towards you and see if any of it is true. And if it is true, then try to fix it so that somebody can't hit you with that soft spot in the future.